2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. A close call for Dale Earnhardt Jr. this afternoon. A private plane carrying the former NASCAR driver, his wife, and their young daughter crashed in Tennessee. The plane slid off the runway after landing and burst into flames. The former race car driver was taken to a nearby hospital and was the only one hospitalized. He reportedly suffered cuts and abrasions. The Carter County Sheriff, Dexter Lunsford, says everyone had minor injuries.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. was transported to the Johnson City Medical Center. That's our closest trauma center, but I did observe him before he left, and he appeared to be fine. He was alert, communicating with EMS personnel.
Officials say the plane ran off the end of the runway, hit a fence, and caught fire on the side of a highway, shutting down that roadway in both directions as the smoke billowed. KSL News Time 501.
The Salt Lake Mayoral Primary. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
This afternoon, about 3 o'clock, we got updated ballot numbers, and they're shaking up the Salt Lake City mayoral race. The Salt Lake County Clerk's Office doesn't have the final tally, but a top contender for the race is out. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is following the results of the race. He's joining us live. Nick, former state senator Jim DeBacchus is throwing in the towel.
He is, Jeff. Vote tallies published this afternoon show current state senator Luz Escamilla pulling ahead of DeBacchus by about 420 votes. Of course, city councilwoman Erin Mendenhall still holds first place in the race. So with it seeming a near certainty that it'll be Mendenhall versus Escamilla in the November primary, does that mean Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson's job is done?
Oh, no, we never stop counting.
Swenson says her office still has a few hundred more ballots to process. Those include provisional ballots, of course, and the ones turned in with signature issues. She says it's important for people to correct those issues and resubmit their ballots.
Those ballots can still count. You know, it matters. I mean, in this race, you know, there's maybe a fairly wide margin now, but we send those out all over the county.
And DeBacchus says despite the loss, he says he's thrilled to see two women heading toward the big show in November. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our Salt Lake mayoral primary team coverage, I'm Kira Hoffelmeyer. With these updated totals, City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall remains the forerunner here by about 1,000 votes. Mendenhall said in a statement that it's clear the city wants a leader who takes air quality as seriously as they do. She also says she's glad voters have choosing a different path. Mendenhall's been serving in City Hall rather than on Capitol Hill, where the last 12 years of mayors have come from. At this point, it looks like Mendenhall will be on the ballot next to State Senator Luz Escamilla for the mayor's seat. That'll make for the first time ever for the city to have two women running against each other in the general election. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
I talked with State Senator Jim DeBacchus just a few moments ago, and here's what he had to say.
And I've done it for 8 years, and look at the experiences I've had and the people I've met and the places I've gone, because people in the state elected me Democratic Party chair, and then in the Senate, what an honor. I mean, you know, I just, my heart is overflowing. I feel bad for all the people that work so hard. But you know what? We're going to have a great mayor. Things are going to be just right. And I'm going to go enjoy the vacation with Stephen that we dreamed about 8 years ago. It's great.
DeBacchus declined to endorse anybody. He said he's retiring from politics.
and we can all keep up with him on his social media. KSL News Time 503, more changes to campus safety at the U this afternoon. Maria Chaleos with the story.
Jeff, the University of Utah has announced it is spending another $1 million on safety upgrades and investments, but some of the safety changes don't involve money. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage.
Dorms will now have new rules for access of visitors and overnight guests, but ASUU student president Anne-Marie Barnes says they stopped short at restricting all guests.
I think that would actually discourage students from disclosing who is coming on campus if they have a no overnight policy.
She spoke with David Ujanovic on KSL. Buildings are getting security upgrades. New rideshare and walking safety options are coming. Night classes will be grouped together with a security patrol. Threat assessment tools and a new senior-level security officer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The changes come after the murder of Lauren McCluskey. Lauren's parents say they applaud the investments in campus safety, but that money won't change what matters. The McCluskeys say that for real change to occur, the culture has to change at the U, and the university needs to hold people accountable. Even though the U is beefing up campus safety and security, some administrators say they understand if students don't fully trust anyone to protect them. Safety experts say there are things new students can do to better protect themselves. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live now to continue our team coverage. And Paul, what do the experts say?
Well, Maria, some of them say that they're frequently asked all the time by people if they should buy a gun for security, but former FBI agent Greg Rogers recommends against it unless people are properly trained. He says if somebody is uncomfortable with a gun, he recommends a product called Capstan, which is an intense pepper spray.
It's a very, very effective spray, and if I'm telling you right now, if you hit somebody in the face with it, their eyes are going to close. They're ineffective.
He says people need to be aware of potential problems from dating websites also. He says people should always meet somebody new in a public place, and they should probably get a ride instead of using their own car. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Developing news here on KSL News Radio. About 1,500 people are without power in West Jordan this afternoon. We have received tips that the power has been out for over an hour. Rocky Mountain Power's website reports it expects the power to be back on before 8 tonight. There is no known cause quite yet. KSL News Time, 5:06.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Neese.
And that power outage Maria just reported could be affecting traffic lights. We know they're affecting traffic lights in West Jordan on Mountain View Corridor, particularly at 90th South. We also have a KSL traffic trooper seeing some stop-and-go speeds, especially northbound I-15 Antelope up to Clearfield. And we also had a stalled vehicle just moved out of traffic southbound I-15, 4500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. Back to